talking here with defensive line coach Stan Agan. Stan, talk about how the defensive line did today. The line had a pretty good day today, didn't they?
We're pleased with the progress, not satisfied by any means, and we're still trying to develop some consistency in each individual right now, and then obviously as a unit, and that's what we're talking to them about, is playing with pride, and you've got to first have pride in within yourself and for yourself, and then it becomes the defensive line to the defense to the team, and we're still, you know, at that stage where it's still a stepping stone with them, but I'm pleased. They're practicing hard. We talked about effort, mental toughness, and they're kind of trying to be accountable to one another, and that's a big step for us.
Obviously, you've got a playmaker in Matt Broha. He's shown he can get out there and turn some heads. But talk about some of the other guys. John L. White is a new guy. Jellybean Ellis, I.K. Namkali. All, you know, you've got a really solid group of individuals on your
right
line.
And we had some guys that took snaps, and really quite a few guys that took snaps. But I.K. now is starting to understand what it takes to be a consistent player here. Justin Ellis has stepped up. Pleased with Adam Emel doing a nice job, and we've got to have a couple others coming along. Brandon Patterson, Philip Longino, those guys, and we've got to get a little bit better push inside in the tackles, and now John L. White, who's a newcomer, is really stepping up, and he's still learning the game and what it takes here, but he's jumped in, and he's going with both feet, and I'm excited about him also.
How tough is it to replace your entire inside over a year?
Well, the good news is we rotated players, so we've got some players. You know, you had Mason Hitt and Randy Grigsby and, you know, Ramon Randall, but Ramon was hurt most of the year. So we got some young guys or guys that may not have played as much with experience, but right now what we've got a little bit more, we've got some guys with a little bit of size inside, and they're as quick as the guys that were smaller last year. And so we're not going to get ping-ponged around, and hopefully we're going to get pressure.
Talking about Matt Broha, he's obviously a guy that teams don't take lightly at all. Talk a little bit about what he brings to the line, and then talk about how, when they focus on Broha, what he's got to do to break away from that, maybe a double team or a hold or something like that.
Right, and that's something that Matt's got to learn, just to play a little bit more physical. He really is a great player and does a tremendous job for us. But what's exciting is if we can get on the other side, the IK and Christian Lacey, who's injured right now, and guys like that playing, then it's kind of pick your poison. If you're going to chip and double-team Matt, then those other guys got to step up. But Matt's just got to continue to work. And what he brings is tremendous leadership. He's always there. He's accountable. I mean, he's what you look for in a college football player, and I'm real proud to be coaching him, and he's working hard to get better. He realizes right now he's still just scratching the surface, and he wants to become better, so he's one of the first guys in, last guy out, that kind of thing, and you just enjoy being around him.
Really strong leader is something that this team has really been searching to find over the last couple of years. Is Matt Broha developing into that type of individual this team can, and the defensive line can rely upon?
Yeah, Matt's one of those guys that doesn't say a lot, but still he's the type of player that has the respect of the team, and when he does say something or by example, he's not one to, you know, put the flag up and lead it, but he's doing a better job with that, and he's accepting that kind of leadership role, and we've got some other guys that probably say more, but no one's respected more on this football team than Matt Broha.
First full year as a recruiting coordinator here at Tech, you got 10, 11 new guys now on the field. How exciting is that for you to get them, finally see them in action after just, you know, a year plus of just calling them and talking to them and wearing them down and getting them to sign and the whole courting that goes along with recruiting?
I think it's not me, it's us. We're all excited, and it starts with Coach Dykes, and we were real pleased with everything, and it's really brought some competition. But there's also an excitement. There's a newness here. And even though we have returners in a lot of starting positions, this competition and just the newness of what you got. And I'm looking forward to it. And, I mean, all of them have stepped up and really jumped in, which it's been good to see. There's nobody that's kind of dragging the team down. They're competing right from the get-go, and we're excited, and they're going to make a difference. We've got to knock the edge off from the spring, and then during the summer and fall, I think they'll be ready to really be contributors, and a lot of them will be starters.